Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is president of Battle Ready Ministries and retired Army chaplain of 33 years, Colonel David Giamona. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and Ricky Baker. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Jim and Lori Baker.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And we're back for
the
day anyway.
Yeah, right,
amen.
And we want to thank you for standing with us and for standing with our sons as they host the show.
Amen.
And daughter.
And our daughter over
and
here.
And then Lori decides to come up on the set too.
And Lori, would you say something?
I want to say thank you so much to everybody for all of your prayers and your understanding what Jim and I have been walking through for the past 3 months. It's been difficult. It's been challenging. But God is faithful.
Amen.
And He is with us always. And He has sent some great people to be alongside of us, to help us. I mean, we have to have caregivers and all that. At home, I can't be alone with Jim by himself because I can't pick him up off the floor anymore. You know, I'm just a 5 foot person, 125 pounds. I'm not that strong anymore. But he's gone through a lot, more than anyone could ever imagine. He is truly the comeback kid in a million ways. And a million. I mean, I'm in awe of it. And that you're here today, honey, I'm proud of you.
And we want to thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
We need prayer more now than ever.
That's right.
And I wanted to come back.
Yes, you did.
I'm not strong enough. I'm not even strong enough to be back today, but I'm back anyway.
Yeah.
Because I want to come back. And I need to walk.
Amen.
I need to have exercise. I need a team to help me exercise.
He does.
And I appreciate my family.
Yes.
And everybody who has helped me.
Yes. So grateful.
Amen.
It's like I've often said to people, I feel like I'm a living dead, but I'm alive.
You are.
Very much so alive.
And I stay in bed most of the time.
All the time.
Thank you, dear.
Well, if you guys want me to be honest with you and tell you everything, I will.
We saw on television last night that Israel had attacked.
Israel is retaliating.
That's right. They did a counterattack to Iran.
I'm not on Iran. And the thing that's fearful is Iran is just hours away from having the atomic bomb. Yeah.
What's so funny, you said that because they are vowing to annihilate Israel. They're threatening nations that get involved. They even made a threat to America that if we get involved, that we will see explosions in our land. And, you know, it makes me think about this, Dad, because in 1999, you gave a prophetic word saying that there are bombs already in America in size of basketballs and suitcases.
That's right.
And all they need to do, they're waiting for, you know, the protocol, right? And as we're watching the world lining up with protests, this is being funded by Iran. This is being, and by the way, may I say this, America has funded what's happening in the Middle East.
That's right.
When we gave billions of dollars to the regime in Iran, and the people of Iran are suffering because of the decision this regime is doing, but they're funding the protests here in America. They're funding the protests around the world. And I want to tell you something. You said it before. Rick Joyner has said it before. We are one event from having a civil war in this country.
That's right.
I don't want to get ahead of the show, but Colonel David Giamona.
No, you just said it right. Leave that alone. Right
there. You
did
it good.
Yeah. He's not even remembering my name. That's good.
How are you doing?
I am doing.
Amen.
You look good.
Thank you. You're exactly right. I have a personal trainer, and last year they have put me through the ringer. The guy who's my trainer is a German Jew, and he has a German accent, and you know they're all about one thing, discipline. He goes, that's Colonel, it. I'm going to make you strong. I'm going to make you big. I'm going to make you virulent.
Oh, I love it.
So I gained 6 pounds of muscle. And after 40, wow. It's impossible to gain muscle.
Really.
6 pounds of muscle and 15 pounds I lost of fat. And I have been in the best shape in my entire life.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm in my best shape right now.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's having me doing things I can't even describe to you.
Amen. That's what we need for Jim.
But
we
I got to tell you something on like the prophetic scale, Jim and Lori and everybody. There's no, it's no accident I'm here today.
Yes, amen.
There's no accident.
No accident.
Amen.
We had a show on Wednesday. But there's no accident. And I said, every time we write a book, and you're going to see it in a minute, Amen. The world goes on fire. Because the Lord told me, that when your books come out, the world events are going to change.
Yes.
The book came out on Monday
of
this week. And I got to tell you, there's so much to talk about with Iran.
That's right.
So much to talk about. And the first thing I got to tell you is this. The Biden administration and the entire world does not understand the Middle Eastern mindset. You know, Biden was saying, don't attack Iran. If they didn't, they would be considered weak.
That's right.
They'd be considered, you know, they could be attacked again. Israel had to do something, but it was very low key.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very low key. And we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you feel about what happened with Israel and Iran?
Well, you know, I did some research even last night. Persia is Iran, if everybody doesn't know that. Mm. The last time Persia or Iran attacked Israel, Jerusalem, was 614 AD. Ooh. It's been 1,400 years since Iran has attacked Israel.
Wow.
And so the prophetic time clock continues the move. Since May 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation. And now everybody's asking me what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening. Israel is sending a message to Iran. They didn't go a full-scale attack last night. They're sending a message. If you want to play this game, we can hit you where it hurts. They hit things near Isfahan, which is one of their nuclear facilities. Mm-hmm. So they're sending a message. Iran is sending a message. They're playing this. But we're one catastrophic event from global war.
Right.
We're one event from Ezekiel 38.
We are.
Where it says Russia, Persia, Turkey. By the way, Turkey hates Iran because Turkey and Iran are mortal enemies. Turkey is Sunni, and Israel, and so is Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
Isfahan and Iran are Shiite. They hate each other. So the enemy of my enemy. So all these things are playing out. But what's going to happen here, according to Ezekiel 38, is these nations are going to align together, and they're going to come down. God says, I'm going to put a hook in your jaw. I'm going to bring you down, and they're going to attack, land attack against Israel, and then God's going to strike them.
Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you trace it back, this is amazing, because when the enemy gets fluent on what their message is, because Iran and Israel have been fighting a shadow war for years, and you can trace it back all the way to 1979, all the way to last night. Right. Yet, this is an open warfare that we're watching take place, but it has prophecy written all over it.
That's right. This is the first time Iran directly has attacked them in that many years. They've been using proxies for decades, though. Mm-hmm. All their external proxies. They are the number one funders of terror in the entire world. We must not forget that. Hezbollah, ISIS, Hamas that has been attacking. These are all groups, organizations being funded by Iran. Why? Because they would love nothing more than the entire destruction of Israel. Just beforehand, Colonel, they didn't want to have their name attached to it. Right. Now they've shown their true hand. They don't care if their name's attached to the destruction of Israel.
That's exactly right. And another thing that's making this come out is the anti-Semitism around the world.
That's right.
We saw the protests.
It's horrible.
Here in America.
It's coming out because here's I want to look at the big picture for a moment, if I may.
Yes.
Please do.
The big picture is this. If you're looking at the supernatural, spiritual events that are going on, which are mirrored in the physical, look, I've been in real war.
Yes, you
have. I've been in Saudi Arabia. I've been in Iraq. I've been in Afghanistan. I've been to Central America. I've been in actual war. And this actual war is nothing compared to the spiritual war.
That's right.
What does Satan's end game? You know, we wrote in our first book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, who is the enemy? The enemy is Satan. It's not Iran. It's not Hezbollah.
Right.
It's not Gaza. It is Satan. Yeah. And what is Satan, his end game? He wants to prevent Christ from returning to where? He's not coming back to Chicago or D.C.
Right.
or New York. He's coming back to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And
it.
Satan is trying to
yes.
prevent that.
That's
from
right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Wow.
And
that's
people
good.
Need to realize that.
Yes, exactly.
And what do you think is next?
Well, I think it's going to be tit for tat for a while. There's right. going to be skirmishes. Now, right
but
now.
But Iran has an atomic bomb
so
within hours.
Right. So what's going to happen is Israel's on a three-front war right now. Mm-hmm. The north in Hezbollah, the yeah. south in Gaza, yeah. and Iran. Iran is very close to atomic weaponry. They said they're going to launch a nuclear strike against, or atomic strike against Israel. Mm-hmm. If Israel doesn't take out these atomic weapons, these nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. and the facilities and the things that make them, that's going to happen. I don't believe God's going to allow it to happen,
it
Jim.
Won't. That's right.
I don't believe God's going to let it happen. Israel is going to stay on the map. I'll go to the bank with it. Yeah. And I got to tell you something else, Jim. You know, talking about your health, and this is correlating with it. You are not going to leave this earth and God until God's done with you.
That's
you
right.
are immortal
That's
until
right.
you go home.
Amen. That's it.
You are immortal. We all, in fact, people ask me all the time, was I afraid in war? You bet your boots I was afraid in war. But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm immortal, and God says, no. I mean, snipers were shooting at me. I could have been killed many times. But God says, that's not my plan,
That's
and
right.
it's not my
Amen.
Time.
Wow.
And he's got a time for Israel. Yeah. And I will tell you this, last bombing 300 drones, missiles from Iran,
yeah, right.
guess what? The angels
yes.
were up
yes.
there in the sky.
Yes.
Jews from Israel were Amen. Out there. Yeah, we talk about the Sling of David, and we talk about yes. all the technology and the Iron Dome.
Right.
But I got news for you. They could not shoot down 99% unless yeah. it was God.
That's right.
God protected Amen. Israel,
That's
and God
right.
will protect Israel.
Amen.
I'm going to stake my life on it because God is over and does not sleep, and he protects yeah. Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They even targeted, I'm getting excited now.
This is exciting.
They even targeted Jerusalem and the temple of the Temple
That's
Mount.
Right. Yes.
Drones
right.
were coming to
right.
them. God said, no. It's not time yet.
Yep.
It's not time yet.
It's all right. about timing. We talked about that in the book.
It's all wow. about timing.
No, absolutely.
Iran is bent on destroying Israel.
Right. That's right.
Completely. That's exactly right.
Completely.
But you're saying they're not going to be able to do
they're
it.
They're not going
to
do it. Now, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, all these armies are going to go against. Read it.
Yep.
They're
read
all going to come down to Israel, and they're going to get wiped out on the mountains of Israel. God's going to destroy him himself. I was telling my wife just the other day, in World War II, we were the saviors of the nation of Germany
yes.
and of
yes.
World War II. We came over the hill as the 7th Cavalry,
yeah.
and we took care of it. It's not going to happen this time.
Yes.
What's going to happen now is Jesus is going to come
yes.
back.
Yes.
With his cavalry, we're
yes.
going to be mounted on white steeds.
Yes.
And he is going to save Israel, not the U.S. Army,
right.
not the world.
That's right.
He alone, and the world's going to know it.
Yes. That's
right.
it.
Wow.
That's it.
You know what? The amazing thing is everything that you're watching right now, and my wife and I were praying about it when you called us last night after we talked. This is a defining moment for the church and the world. Because my wife said, this is a defining moment of the two P's.
Yeah.
Either you panic or you pray.
Mm.
And I want to tell you something. That was a very prophetic word because when Jesus was praying, the disciples were panicking. Mm-hmm. That tells you that when crisis hits your home, when crisis hits your nation, do not allow panic to set in because that panic would turn into a fear, and that fear becomes a virus in your nation, becomes a virus in your home.
Right.
And instead, Jesus taught us the very moment when everything is coming against him, what is the first thing he did? He went and got away and prayed.
Amen.
Right.
I want to tell you something. This is the moment for you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
If people knew when Jesus, when the Bible, when everything in this word says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If the world understood that if there's peace in Jerusalem, there's peace in the world. Yet, when you're watching the conflict play out, the enemy wants you to panic. Because if you panic, anybody knows if you've been at war, if you've been in anything in life that panics, it sets in, you lose a sense of direction. You lose where you are. But I want to tell you something. When you pray, the reason why we're still here is because when the two of you got hit with this horrible thing that is happening with your health, instead of us panicking, we went into prayer. Yeah. Why? Because the two of you taught us, don't panic, pray. Yeah. Pray for God's voice. Pray for God's direction for this ministry. And you're watching the proof of prayer and not panicking because the world told us we're done. Jim Baker's over. Lori Baker's over. Yet, when we decided to pray and not panic, now you're watching the results of the two of you.
I've been sick for almost several months. And the ministry has actually grown.
Amen.
And we're going to grow more.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And our job is to win the world.
That's right.
Amen.
And my sons are taking the program all most of the time.
Marcella. Don't leave her out.
No, she keeps us in shape.
I just make sure you guys are doing what we got to do on the set.
She gives us that mom look, Dad. She goes,
Mom.
I just say, are you preaching? Say what Dad would say. Make sure you say what he would say. But that's right. It's incredible. It's an honor. Yeah. Amen.
We have never lived in a day like today.
That's right.
No.
Yes,
yeah. We haven't.
And for you to be able to withstand it, you have to know God.
That's right. That's the only way.
Or you're going to go bananas.
And also what they're doing to our President Trump.
Mm-hmm. It's hideous.
It's unbelievable
what's going on.
You know what's going on. We're all, you and me, we're old enough to know what's happening. I'm just telling you,
and that's one of the reasons I come from my bed, which I've been in for months, and talk to you, is if you don't vote, you're going to get what you get, and it's your own fault if you don't vote. Mm-hmm. Let's all vote.
Yes.
That's right. You have to get out and vote.
Yes.
Let's vote our faith. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
And I really believe Donald Trump is a man. Nobody could do what he's done. I don't know. He's strong like no other man. And so it's important that, you know, we all really get right with God.
That's right.
Yeah. And Colonel David, I want to ask you, Israel seems to be ramping up the rhetoric with Iran threatening to completely annihilate Israel.
Destroy. Let's just use that word, yeah.
Why does the world want Israel to go away and want hostile easy on Iran?
Well, first of all, you said the magic word, the world.
That's right.
The world is controlled by Satan.
That's right.
The world system is controlled. Now, God is controlling the entire universe and everything in it, but he's given the God of this world control over this world system for right now. And so Satan is aligning. You can see what's going on in the world, the powers of darkness.
Yeah. That's right.
LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter. I mean, on and on, cancel culture, everything that's going on. That's of the devil. That's of Satan. Yes. And the church has bought into it. Not all the church, but by and large, most of it. And it's prophetic. Matthew 25, the virgin will be all asleep. Yeah. So, Jim, you asked a question. Why is the world against Israel and for Iran? Because that's the way Satan wants it.
That's right.
And so we are in a spiritual war.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are on warfare right now. You get up every morning, you get to make a decision team you're going to fight for.
Yes.
That's right.
You're going to make a decision what's going to happen.
That's right.
Just like in Adam and Eve, they made a decision to eat of the fruit of the tree, and we lost it. And that was a battle we lost. But we may have lost the battle, but Jesus Christ wins the war. Yes.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely. You know, I take that a step further. We have to make a choice. We don't just get to make a choice. You have to make a choice. If you are not supporting Israel every single day, then friend, you are supporting the opposition who seeks to destroy Israel. We must wake up every single day and be bold as believers and say, I support Israel. I support God's apple of his eye. It is vital for us as the church to be more bold in our stance. Friend, it's not time to cower. The world wants you to cower as a believer. They want you to step back and say, you know what? It's not my time to get into political issues. No, friend, it is our time to get into kingdom ethic issues, and this is a kingdom ethic issue.
Well, that's exactly right. And I got to tell you that there are a lot of factors playing out right now, Ricky, and everybody on this team. There are a lot of layers to all of this.
That's right.
But if you get to the bottom of it, there's two layers. There's the kingdom of light, and there's a kingdom of darkness.
That's right.
And here's what I want to talk to you about the church. The church, for example, the Catholic Church and much of the Protestant Church believes they are the replacement for Israel, that Israel doesn't count anymore. It's the church. I
got to
tell
that.
You, that is a lie from the pit of hell. Okay? Right now, I can tell you it's a lie. The lie is we are not Israel.
That's right. That's right.
Israel is Israel. God is coming back not to the church per se. It's coming, he's coming back and stepping on the Mount of Olives according to the scriptures. And that he's coming back to rule and reign from Jerusalem, from the Temple Mount, and he's going to reign of the entire universe. You know, the Jews say, and I spent a month in Jerusalem in COVID time, just before COVID hit, and all the Jews or rabbis are saying the same thing. I was trying to figure out that Jerusalem is the center of the universe. I go, really? And then I thought, it dawned on me. Right. It is the center because
Absolutely.
Jesus is going to rule and reign the millennium and the universe from Jerusalem.
That's right.
It's not the church, it's Israel,
right.
everybody.
Amen.
Is that why they hate Israel so much?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. I mean, there's a hate. I asked a lot of rabbis, friends of mine, and I asked them the same question. I've been on a lot of shows, Rabbi Bernus, Jonathan Bernus, Schneider, everybody. I asked them on the same question. Why do the Jews are so hated around the world? And they said, here's the answer. The answer is that the Jews, there's no logical explanation. There's no rational explanation.
Well, that's right.
There's only one answer. It's a supernatural explanation. The explanation is this. They hate the Jews because Satan hates God's people.
That's it.
And
that's
he knows that the whole redemption of everything centers on Jerusalem.
Right.
That's right.
Watch Israel and you'll watch the rest of the world.
Wow.
That's why the world is so divided over this one little tiny space.
Right. Very
it's
tiny.
So divided.
It's so
look at it on the map now. I'm just showing it on television on the map. And Israel is just tiny.
It's like the size of New Jersey.
And compared to to the other cities that are around
Iran, Syria.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, Iran's got cities bigger than Israel. It's
that's
absolutely
right.
Crazy that they're debating this. I wrote this at the beginning of the show, though. You asked him a question, why anti-Semitism? I answered it writing it down myself. I said, because he, the devil, hates the covenant.
Yeah.
That is why we are seeing anti-Semitism across. We're seeing young kids, 18, 19, 20 years old in college campuses waving the Hamas flag. Right. Why are they doing this? They don't even understand what they're doing. They're doing this because the devil hates the covenant that has been given to the people of God, and he'll do anything to make everyone against that. These kids don't understand what they're doing.
No.
They have been indoctrinated. It has been years and years of indoctrination to hate Jews. But believer, if you love Jesus, you must recognize that he is a Jew.
Yes.
And you must recognize that the Jewish people, Israel, are his people.
Now, Ricky, you brought this up, and Colonel, I want you to embed this. I want you to tell us why there is such a hatred for Jews. What we're seeing in America, the colleges. I mean, there's a college now just...
Columbia.
Yeah.
I mean, our Ivy League universities, these are where the top doctors will go study, our top lawyers will go study,
right.
and they're being taught to hate Jews. These are supposed to be anti-prejudice jobs. Whenever
that's
you
right.
go to a doctor,
right.
you assume it doesn't matter my color, my race, my gender, my belief. I'm going to get the proper care. When you hire a lawyer, it doesn't matter my color, my gender, my belief system. I'm going to get the proper coverage
that's
as
right.
a lawyer. But now we have to worry. They're being taught to hate Jews. So if I'm a Jewish man going to seek a doctor's help or a lawyer's help, will he truly treat me the same?
Wow. Well, here's the issue. Let's go back to the big picture again. We'll start there and we'll get to the smaller picture. The big picture is Biden administration wants a two-state solution.
That's right.
The two-state solution will not work.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Let me tell you why. Because they hate the Jews and they want to destroy. Hamas has said it over and over. The Palestinian people hate the Jews because they were brought up to hate the Jews.
They were.
And the same thing is going on in the United States. The reason there's such hatred, Jim, and Ricky and Mondo and everybody on this team is this. They have been taught from childhood, the Palestinians, and now they're teaching that in our school system. So if you're a mom and dad and you have a kid that's going to school anywhere, find out what they're teaching your child and your adult about the state of Israel. Find out what's going on there. And you will find very quickly that what they're teaching is hatred of the Jews because it's Satan-inspired.
That's exactly right on.
Is that why we're seeing the world want to go, you know, they want Israel to go easy on
Iran.
And the same with our leaders in our country.
And, you know, it's laughable that they shoot 300 drones and missiles at Israel, and they want them to go easy in Iran. Now, the Jews are smart in Israel. Netanyahu is smart because they did a limited strike. They're going to see what Iran does. But what Israel really wants to see is Iran strike them harder so they can go after the nuclear sites.
Nuclear
they need to take those nuclear sites.
Yes, they do.
Because our administration is not going to do anything about it. In fact, we're giving them billions of dollars.
I want to say, it's got to be soon because they have the bomb now.
That's right. Well, we see Iran shutting down nuclear facilities and trying to move these facilities because they have such a concern that Israel is going to strike them. I mean, imagine trying to move your home, friend. It takes months and months and months just to get your personal belongings out. Imagine trying to move a nuclear facility. They are scrambling right now to make sure this doesn't work. Because if Israel can strike a nuclear facility, all that does is hurt the Iranian people.
Yeah, you know, and the thing we have to understand, Ricky, is this. It's not the Iranian people that we hate or that God hates. He loves them. In fact, there's a huge revival
going on. A huge underground
church. And I've talked to many of these people, and they all said, we want to get this government out of here. But the Biden administration keeps feeding the monster.
Yeah.
They keep feeding him billions of dollars, and they're supplying him. The whole reason, you know, in the political specter of why we're there is the Biden administration has caused this to happen.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you, if Trump was the president, this would not be happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd be afraid to fire anything at Israel.
That's right. And the Obama administration funneled so much money into Iran that it is absolutely absurd. Mondo, Joel Richardson gave you an update on how the underground church is doing there in Iran, and they're actually flourishing.
They're exploding. There's a revival going on in Iran right now. And I want to tell you something. These are people that are setting the standard of what persecution looks like, but how a church can thrive under that persecution. But this is what I'm watching for in the next few hours. I'm watching the meeting that is about to take place with the president of Turkey and the leader of Hamas.
Right.
Matter of fact, that's a betrayal to NATO. What the president of Turkey is doing is a betrayal of partnership with NATO, meeting with an enemy of all the nations. Yet you said, watch Turkey. You got to watch in the next few days. If Iran decides to move the nuclear facility, you have to think, where are they going to go? They have to go where they're going to be accepted. Now, you have to understand, if I was Iran, I would not trust the president of Turkey one bit. He is a betrayer. This man is looking to be the number one power in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. He will play like he's the friend of Iran, but I believe that you're going to see a great betrayal of nations come to play. And watch how this plays out, because Syria is going to be involved. All these nations owe a lot of debt to Iran. And if Iran decides to go knock at the door of Syria and Syria doesn't open, Iran is going to retaliate to Syria. You can see that. But you're going to watch how Iran will go face to face with Turkey, and watch how Turkey will turn its back on Iran, and Iran is going to find themselves alone, where Israel will come and level them at every level. But my concern is not so much Iran right now. My concern is Turkey, because Turkey is playing a hand that has to feed Russia and China. And when you look at the, you have to understand that we have to look at this from the scripture perspective, because in Joel, the Bible talks about when I restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem. And if you've been to Jerusalem lately, there's such prosperity there. We walked and it felt like we were walking down Rodeo Drive. Unbelievable prosperity.
Yeah.
But listen to this. I will gather, now watch this. You have to understand, when panic sets in, you forget about what the Bible says about the time that we're in. But when you live in prayer, you understand that God's time clock is right in line, because anything that happens to Israel is what we should be watching for. Check this out. I will gather the armies of the world into the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will judge them for harming my people. My special possession is what you guys were talking about. For scattering my people among the nations.
Yes.
And watch this. You guys touched on this. And for dividing up my land. They will throw dice to decide which of my people will be their slaves. Mm-hmm. We're watching that play out. Yet we're watching these nations like Turkey getting ready to make one of the biggest deals in the Middle East with Hamas.
That's right.
Yet 1999, we were at Moravian Falls.
Yep.
Jim Baker decided to deliver a word that he heard from God. Right. And one of the words was, watch Turkey.
Yep. Exactly right. Mondo, if I may, you hit exactly where I was going to. Because if you read Ezekiel 38,
right,
it says the nations north of Israel will lead this configuration. And if you look directly north of Jerusalem, uh-huh, what's the nation there? It's Turkey.
That's right.
Now, you heard it on this show, and it's a word not from David Jimona or Mondo or Jim Baker. It's a word from God, and this is what God says. Turkey is going to lead the nations against Israel. Now, why is that in the geopolitical realm? Because Turkey has always said they want to reinvigorate the Ottoman Empire.
That's right. Right.
They ruled the world for 800 years.
Yes.
And now they're not liking what Iran is doing, but they're going to play games with Iran until it's such a time, and Turkey is going to strike at the heart of Israel,
right,
and they're going to be leading this configuration, and it's going to happen. It looks like Iran right now, but Iran's going to take a secondary phase, and maybe Israel will take Iran, a lot of it, out of it, but Turkey has one of the biggest armies in the world,
yes,
and they're going to lead in the days to come. It doesn't look like it right now, but I guarantee you, Mondo, the Bible is exactly right when you're talking about that.
And we can't forget, what is in Turkey that is so special to the enemy? It is the altar of Zeus at Pergamum. That is the throne of Satan.
That's right.
In Turkey. Whenever the Lord gave you the 31 things in 1999, yeah, you weren't aware of that at the time. But I'm telling you, that is so critical and vital to remember, that the throne of Satan sits in Turkey.
My man. David, do you think that we'll enter World War III soon?
Well, I tell you what, I am fear and trepidation of that question. And I get asked, I've been at, this last Monday, I was on Newsmax three different times talking about the same thing.
Oh, I missed you.
I was on Jimmy Evans. I was on Daystar this whole week. And that was on Mondo.
I saw you on Daystar, yeah.
And so, and I'm not advertising those shows, but I'm saying this, the question always comes up. I believe Donald Trump's been saying this for months now. He believes World War III is imminent. I believe we are in World War III.
It's a Cold War, but it's
soon to be a hot war.
Yes.
You look at the geopolitical situation right now, Jim and everybody. Look at what's going on. Middle East is exploding. NATO and the Ukraine. And Russia has vowed, and they have an operations order on the street, strategic operation, that in September of this year, they're going to attack NATO countries that are lying against their border. Who's that? Finland, Sweden. And these countries are preparing for war. It's been 200 years since they prepared for war, and they are preparing for war.
Oh,
so you got NATO, Russia, you got China backing Iran. You got China wanting to attack Taiwan. And they're all doing this because they know they have a short time window before Trump may get elected. They're afraid of that. So
yes,
they're acting now in the political vacuum,
right,
that's going on the planet Earth right now.
That's right. We are in a political vacuum. That's the best way to put that.
I'm telling you, this is quite a...
It's an alarming time to be living in.
I don't think people are aware of it, totally. They see there's trouble, but they don't know how deep it is. No. If you know the word, that's why we have this program on the air. That's why we're going to keep it on the air.
Yes.
Until Jesus comes back.
It doesn't make any difference what happens to me. I've got kids.
Amen.
I got lots of kids.
That's why you adopted all of us.
That's why you have them.
That's what kids are for, aren't they?
Amen.
Well, everybody's agreeing with you.
Our goal is to carry on your legacy. That's right.
They're to follow your legacy.
I told you the day, I can't fill your shoes, but I'll follow your footsteps. You have some big shoes to fill.
I'll tell you, Heritage, I call this Heritage, I'm sorry.
Morningside.
Morningside is growing. Amen. And Morningside is going to be sold out, mm-hmm. I believe, in a year.
That's right. We are a refuge.
I mean, people are buying big new homes here or cabins. They're buying anything we put up. And we're going to build more.
That's right. It'll be like a Goshen.
Yes.
And any builders out there, you want to start building?
We need a hotel.
Yeah. I believe the hotel's coming.
Amen.
And I want to build a big, big hotel. Because a hotel is just a place to be to house people.
Right.
That's right.
And that's what I want to build, is a hotel. And I built one before, and it filled it up, and it's still there, but it's, it's functioning pretty good. But, God can do anything.
Yes.
And I'm not quitting because I had a stroke. Amen. I'm over my stroke. I had 3 strokes. And most people, stroke will paralyze them on one side or paralyze their speech or something. And when my first stroke I had years ago, I couldn't speak.
In 2020, yes.
As soon as it happened, I was and I couldn't. I needed an interpreter to interpret that. But this one did not destroy my speech. It, my speech is not great, but I can talk. Amen. And the boys talk better than I do, so I put them on the air, and they're taking over. And Lori and I, we're going to still be around, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yes. Are you kidding? No, the kids asked me that the other day. Yesterday, you guys all came in. Do you plan on being here, Mom? I'm like, I almost wanted to be sarcastic and say, are you guys kidding me? But I said, of course, yes. I mean, this is what we're called to do. We will, until the day the Lord takes us home, I pray he returns. I wish he would be here right now.
I got to tell you what Mario Murillo said one time.
Oh, I love Mario.
Mario said that when he goes, he wants to be gumming the devil on the way up to heaven.
Exactly. Amen. That's Mario.
Amen.
Oh. Lori and... She's, how old are you?
66. Almost 67.
Almost 67 years old. And that means she's near 70.
Oh, dear Lord.
Close to 80. Almost 90.
Well, I'm 84.
We're just kidding.
And so.
Don't get in trouble, Dad.
No, but Lori looks like a young woman.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for that. That was my mother's genes, my mom.
You do, you're a little weary in taking care of me because I'm a pain because I can't do anything, so I need help.
And last night I was taking care of the dog all night because she was really sick, so I've been up all night. Yep.
But you just have problems, I'm trying to speak, and there's a thing happens, certain thing happens. But in life, that's what it is. Problems happen.
Yeah.
Problems come up.
That's yes. Right.
Now, what did you say? Let me just say, listen to what Colonel said to me. Here we go, Colonel. What did you say to me in the green room?
Well, in our new book, Your Mission in God's Army, which you guys will be talking about here in a minute, I guess. There's a chapter called Faith and Friction. You cannot grow your faith in life without friction.
That's right.
That's right.
And God gives us plenty of friction and to grow in faith. You know, this life is not the end game. It's only the beginning game. And God wants to grow us.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're going through all these, and that's why we go, I've been through plenty of friction in my life, and so have all of you.
Yeah.
It's to grow our faith so that we're ready to take on the responsibilities God has in the next life in eternity.
Right.
Because this is not it, folks.
No.
This is just the beginning. It's just a few years, and then we're off to the races. God is grooming us for all the things that we're going to encounter in the next in heaven. We're going to be kings and princes and queens of the heavenly realm along with Jesus and the Father.
Amen.
So we're getting groomed right now. And Jesus said this, and I'm getting excited, but
so
I know,
exciting.
I'll calm down. He said that in this life you will have tribulation.
That's right.
But be of good cheer, Jim and Lori and everybody. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
You may be going through it right now, but that's not the end. It's just the beginning of what God has for you, brother.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
You have a new book that has just come out, or is about to come out, and it's about discovering and completing your faith-filled assignment before Christ returns. And that's my goal, is to fulfill my assignment.
That's right.
God has given us... each is an assignment. I believe all of us have something God wants us to do, don't you?
And I just, and I just want to say to Colonel, thank you for reinforcing what I've been speaking to Jim, is that, you know, I mean, I'm prepared for him to go home when it's the right time, when it's God's time.
In about 15 years.
When it's God's time. Now, he's laying in bed. He can't, whatever, do anything. And I said, but God, Jim, but God, here's the thing. Your assignment isn't done yet.
Amen.
Until your assignment's done, and when we know your assignment is done, then we'll be at peace. Knowing, and as I've told my children, do not lay hands on me if you see me asleep and gone. Don't lay hands on me and ask me to come back.
I told my wife the same thing.
I said, I'm going to make you... I said, I'm going to have Ann in the back notarize it. Like, don't lay hands on me and bring me back. I will be in heaven.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back to this earth.
Here's what happened with me. 32 years in the Army. I'm a retired colonel. Look, I don't have to work another day in my life.
That's right.
Okay? I don't have to do anything.
Right.
Okay? I'm all taken care of.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
By the way,
rightfully so, and thank you for serving.
But here's the thing. Yes. At the end of the 2018, I'm in Kerrville, Texas, at the Great Cross, 70-foot cross, and God says, look up, son. And it's in 2018. I'm getting retired, and there's a big lion in the heavens, a cloud, and it says, I am the God of Israel and a lion of the tribe of Judah. I want you to prepare the church. I want you to war in the world. That's your new mission, Colonel.
Yes.
I go, I said, wait a minute, Lord. I just did my three. He says, you're not done until I say you're done.
That's
you're just beginning.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Colonel.
Amen.
Wow.
So good.
Page 15 in your outline, the foundational principle and purpose for our lives. Can you explain what that is?
Look, Jim and everybody, God has created us with purpose. He didn't create you. Now, you may listen to this show today, and you may not know the Lord. The first thing you got to do is get saved, get into the kingdom, get into the army, confess, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and you will be saved. That's the first criteria. If you want an assignment from heaven, you have to be in the army.
That's it.
You can't just look. You know, it's so easy, Ricky, to look outside and look at these recruits. Oh, they look great, and they're training. But until you're in that army, you don't have any say-so what's going on.
That's
once you step off the bus And you get on the ground. You're now property of the United States Army.
I watched it happen to my son. I watched him get on. I was like, oh, Jesus be with him.
So God has created us for a purpose, and the first purpose is be in the kingdom.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Find the Lord Jesus Christ, and then God's going to give you a heavenly assignment. But first, now people think, oh, Chapman, God called me audibly into the Army. He said, son, you're going to go, and you're going to be in the military. And everybody thinks, oh, that's a piece of cake. They don't realize it took 10 years of preparation to go from that vision to be on active duty, 4 years of college, 3 years of seminary, years of ministry experience. You've got to, and I'm going to be speaking about this tonight, by the way.
Amen.
You've got to go through the preparation that God has given you in order to get to where God wants you to go. Right now, I'm just going to give a prophecy, a word. Yeah. This is the preparation stage. You guys have a whole lot more work to be done.
Amen.
You're going to the next level. You're going to the next level.
I want to mention something. Amen. Your mission in God's Army is the new book, Discovering and Completing Your Faith-Filled Assignment Before Christ. Christ return. This is Troy Anderson and Colonel David Giamona. Listen, where can they get the book, Colonel?
Anywhere books are sold.
Amazon, battleready.org.
Everywhere.
So listen, go get the book. Yes. Find out. It reminds me, and I said this when I interviewed the other day, that I heard a story about you that about Oral Roberts. A lady came in and said, Oral, you got to help my son, you know? And I remember Oral saying, the worst place to be in and not know who you are is in ministry.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. During this time that we're in right now, if you don't know what your mission is for the now, you're going to be as lost as the person that doesn't understand salvation. You must understand what your role is during this time, because otherwise, jealousy will come. I want to tell you something. The perfect description is our family. While our family was suffering through this trial and tribulation of mom and dad not being with us, one thing we not allow in a group was jealousy.
Amen.
We didn't allow confusion.
Amen.
It's like God gave us a divine understanding what the role of each of us are. And when you see us together, I want you to know there's no jealousy between Ricky and myself, Maricela.
I'm just jealous that he's more handsome than me.
The only thing he's jealous about, Dad, is that I can grow a real mustache, but that's okay. No, I'm kidding. But listen, we are a description of don't allow confusion to come
Amen.
In.
Amen.
I'm just glad I can wear their jersey in the team. Amen. Jesus. I'm just glad that God chose us to be able to do this. And then understanding, listen, obedience and honor.
Yeah.
When you obey God and you're honoring God, but at the same time, in the physical realm, when we're obedient to what you want us to do with the ministry and then honoring mom and dad, I want you to know there's a blessing that comes behind it. And if you don't know where you are in God's army and what your mission is, especially understanding that the king is coming back, God is about to judge the nations. Do not be under the judgment of God. Be under the blessing and the promise, Ricky, that God wants for each of us in the army of God.
That's right. You know, you wrote in your book, I want you to just give us an example of this, about living our faith out in the real world.
Yeah.
As believers, we're called to be bold, but what does that mean?
You know, I'm going to tear up right now because I'm thinking of Jim, you're living out your faith in the real world right now, where sickness has attacked you, Satan's attacked you. And so the real world, you see, a lot of people go to church on Sunday, they hear a wonderful sermon, and then they go live like whatever they want throughout the week. And the fact is this, there is a real world, and there's a real devil out there, and he's much smarter than you and I, and he's got a strategy against your life. And so living your faith in the real world means getting up Monday morning and knowing and hearing the voice of the living God every day, not just when PTL, Jim Baker, not just during church, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're seeking God. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. You're telling, and God's speaking to you. And if you're not listening, I got a funny story about this. So I signed up for the Army, God told me. I'm in basic training, just like God told me. I'm under barbed wire at night in a night infiltration. I'm crawling through the mud and the water. Drill sergeants on the east side screaming, yelling. Explosions are going off. Real machine gun bullets are flying over my head. And I stopped for one second. God, why did I do this?
I had the same thought, Nick.
Why did I sign up for this? Yeah. And the Lord says, and this is what I tell recruits, Amen. Ricky, all the time, because they come, I kid you not, in basic training, recruits in the night are crying out for their mamas.
Yeah, absolutely, they're crying out for their mamas.
And I heard it on the battlefield, too, crying out for the mothers when they're wounded in action.
Yes.
That's right.
And the reason they're crying out, when you're under such stress, you go back to that thing that you love, that thing that comforts you. Mm-hmm. And so what I tell recruits who come to me to counseling, thousands would come to chapel and lots of conversions. I say, look, this is not going to last forever. This is just a phase you're going through, and you're going to look back and thank God that the Army put you this so you could be disciplined and ready to go for the next phase. And wherever you're going through right now, whatever is happening in your life, you're living in the real world, this is just a phase. Yeah. But you will live through it. You will get stronger through it, and you will grow through it, and you will become better through it.
It's so true. Yes,
and I want you to be ready for what's coming because the end is here.
That's right.
And there's going to be a time who's going to be shorter. It's crazy. Our president is turned against our country.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's self-interest, not the country's interest.
You know, Jim, I got to speak to that because my wife and I were talking. My son lives next door to me. I have 46 acres. He's got six. We live next door. We live near Fort Benning, Georgia. We hear the booms all the time, so it kind of feels like home, right?
That's right.
And he said, Dad, these things must happen in order for the end to be fulfilled. You know, I hate to say this, but it's absolutely true. I know there's a lot of people that say otherwise, but Joe Biden is there in the presidency for this time, for God has him there so that he could, God's going to show his power in the world and that the end will come. And, you know, I'm hoping he gets out of there and Trump becomes, but here's what God spoke to me. He said, Joe Biden is there for a reason. And God also said, Donald Trump cannot save America.
That's right.
Donald Trump is not the savior. No. I'm the savior.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Now,
that's
do I hope Donald Trump gets in there? Absolutely. Do I want a better life? But we must go through these times,
that's
Jim,
right.
in order for the Lord to do his will on this earth and for him to come back. We must go through difficult times.
That's right.
And this is the friction we're all going through right now.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow.
Boy, your church wouldn't have anybody in it.
He's fired up.
If you're going to preach that.
But that's why I'm here.
But that's
it's
the message.
The truth, though.
And that's the problem. The church is not aware of what we're facing now.
No, you're right.
And we're facing perilous, perilous times.
That's right.
And there's going to be lack of food and things to survive.
Oh, we see that. That's right.
And the Lord has me to provide food and things,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
To survive.
You've been a watchman. You're a watchman. I mean, and years and years and years ago, and people used to make fun of us. They probably still do.
Oh, they still do. Don't worry.
I actually don't even care. But I don't care. You make fun of us all the time. I really don't care.
I'm glad this is here.
Yeah,
I really am.
You know, they didn't make fun of us is when the hurricanes happened in Texas and we were able to take truckloads of food. Whenever people are saying, well, we can't feed our families this month, that we're able to take those buckets. That's why every single aspect of this ministry is absolutely worth it.
I got to tell you real quick, one thing is that if the Army didn't have food,
that's right.
It can't fight.
There'd be no Army.
There would be no Army.
Wow.
If we don't have food, we can't live, Jim. This is a lifesaver.
Well, we need food.
Yep.
And this is much better than the MRI.
And this
is that what it's called?
MRIs. This is the newest food company in America that I know.
Yeah.
It's a survivor food. It's called New Manna. Yeah.
That's right. And better than that, the people who started New Manna are faith-filled, God-fearing believers who started this company because they want to prepare the church. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Mm-hmm. These are a blueprint that Jesus himself gave us for the end times, friends. We see it. And what does he start every single one of these off with? Do not be deceived. Many are going to come in my name saying, I am him. These are the end times. But believer, listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you what you need to be doing for your family. Believer, I believe it's important that you prepare your family.
I want everyone to order a bucket of food today.
At least, to have food security. That's right.
Some of you can order more buckets.
Right.
But it's time to get started. It's almost too late because food is running short now.
That's right, Dad. And we do, you know, as you mentioned, you know, Numana is our brand new affiliate that we've partnered with on the Jim Baker Show. And our call center is here. So if you're watching right now and maybe you're saying, how do I get the food? Or it's up to 25-year shelf life food. So I want to remind everyone, this is food that could last you up to 25-year shelf life. But we also encourage you, many are using it now. These are good foods that you can use right now in your pantry as well. But you can call our toll-free number 1-888-988-1588. And what they've done is you can order a single bucket, but they also have 12 buckets, 24 buckets. You can build it based on your family's needs. I'm reminded of the scripture, Dad, that you've taught us our whole entire life. You have instilled this inside of us. The why see danger ahead. Mm-hmm. And aren't we seeing danger ahead? The lights are flashing right now all around us. There's no excuse any longer because we're seeing what's happening in the world. The why see danger ahead and avoid it. But fools keep going and get into trouble. And so many are going to ignore this message. Many are going to say, I don't need to be prepared. But when the times come where there is no food, the church should be the light. We should be the one. We are going to be the ones that they're going to come and knock on our doors and ask for food. And so that's why we believe in preparing the church. Numana has just launched at a brand new system to help churches, pastors who are watching. We want to partner with you. You can go there. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. We are diligently working to help churches be prepared during this time.
That's yes. Right.
Now, you can get this bucket now.
Yes.
It's 25 years.
That's right. Yes.
Shelf life.
That's right.
That's amazing.
And each pouch, what they've done is each pouch is even resealable. So if you open it up, you can use it. You can share. They did individual pouches so you can pass them out. You can share it.
Yeah, I want you to order food. It has pancakes and potato casserole, but you know, pasta.
That's right. The potato, classic chili, cheese,
mac,
and potato.
Mac and cheese, all kinds of food. 144 servings.
Yes. Right.
25-year shelf life. And it's no chemicals or preservatives.
That's right.
And soy free, easy stacking, lock in place buckets. It's just unbelievable. And we have spent the last few years getting food.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, praying this company in. And they are a fired up family, and they are full of faith. I believe that your family needs to be prepared in these end times. I want to read this to you. It's from 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the concerns of civilian life. He seeks to please the commanding officer, which is Jesus Christ. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
Amen.
Believer, there is nothing more important for you right now to make sure that you are in the family of Christ. Make sure you are competing according to the rules. Friend, we must repent and we must believe the gospel. We must come into the fullness of what Christ has for us, and we must get in a good Bible-believing church. Friend, go get baptized. Tell everyone on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, I don't care where it is, I am saved and I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and I do not love my life unto the death.
Thank
believer,
you,
we must get bold in our faith. I want to thank you for writing this book that you wrote, which, by the way, this book is available at all major retailers. You can go to their website and get this. I encourage you, get this book. What this will do is it will build up your faith.
Yes,
it will build up your strength. It'll make it to where when you're putting on the full armor of God, you now have the understanding of why these pieces you're putting on are being shielded on you. I'm telling you, friend, this is a book that is critical for now. And I want to thank you for writing it, Colonel.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Amen.
Call
thank
me
you,
right
Colonel.
Now. Your survival is at stake.
Amen.
And remember that God loves you so much.
Amen.
He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye for today.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. We would not be able to be here without you. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.